Now today, we come to this ninth chapter of 2 Kings, and we find here where we left off last time, and we need to keep that in mind, that Ahaziah, the king of Judah, went up to visit Jehoram in Jezreel, because Jehoram had been wounded in battle, and he was up there recovering, and apparently was a very sick man. Now, chapter 9 opens with verse 1 now, "And Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets and said unto him, Gird up thy loins, and take this box of oil in thine hand, and go to Ramoth Gilead, and when thou comest thither, look out there Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him rise up from among his brethren, and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil, pour it on his head, and say, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee, and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead." Now he did this thing that Elisha had commanded him to do. And you'll notice Elisha's not spectacular in what he does. You would think to anoint a king, he would not have sent a young prophet. He would have done it himself. Samuel, you remember, came and anointed David. He had also anointed Saul. Now you would think that Elisha would want to be the one to anoint the king, but he didn't. The thing that he did was to send this young prophet up, and this young prophet anointed Jehu the king, and he did it secretly and privately. Now, there may be a good explanation for it, and I think that probably had Elisha gone up, they would have suspected something. But when just one of these unknown young men went up, why, no one suspected what really he'd come to do. And so Jehu is anointed king, and here is one of the bloodiest rascals that we'll meet on the page of Scripture. And yet he did the will of God in many respects. Now, verse 8, "For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab every male member, and none will be left in Israel. And I'll make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat." And then, verse 10, "And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled." Now, this is repeating the thing that Elijah had said would happen to the house of Ahab and to Jezebel. Now, notice the executioner for this is this man Jehu. And we're told, verse 11, "And Jehu came forth to the servants of his Lord, and one said unto him, Is all well? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? And he said unto them, Ye know the man and his communication. And they said, It's false. Tell us now. And he said, Thus and thus spake he to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Well, believe me, that put them all in a flurry, and they began to move about, and they blew the trumpets and said, Jehu is king. But you see, Jehoram is up there sick, and Ahaziah has gone up to visit him. And what is going to happen in Jezreel now? Well, this is the thing that he's going to do. He goes up to Jezreel, and he had actually sent up first those to spy out the land. And they came back and reported, these men are discovered now. Jehu is coming up to visit him. And the king asked the question, is it peace? And Jehu said, what hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told, saying, the messenger came to them, but he cometh not again. The messengers that were sent out to meet Jehu never came back to report to the king. Why? Because Jehu is coming up to exterminate this king, and also he killed Ahaziah, and he destroyed him also. So Ahaziah is slain. We're told that verse 27, not only was Jehoram slain, but when Ahaziah the king of Judah saw this, he fled by the way of the garden house, and Jehu followed after him and said, smite him also in the chariot. And they did so at the going up to Gur, which is by Ibleam, and he fled to Megiddo and died there. and his servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem, buried him in the sepulchre with his fathers in the city of David. And he was keeping bad company, by the way, of the house of Ahab, and he was in a pretty bad spot. And so when Jehu came up to do this, why, he destroys him.